Miss Miss Laughlin?
Here.
Miss Laughlin is present. Mr. Sykes?
Here.
Mr. Sykes is present. Mr. Siegel?
Here.
Mr. Siegel is present. Ms. Blake?
Here.
Ms. Reg is present. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Smith is present. Thank you, Mr. Gunther, Mr. Fleischman, and Mr. Brooks.
I'm on a Zoom meeting.
Okay. And the first order of business is to approve the meeting minutes. Did everybody get a chance to look at those? Any needed corrections? Otherwise, can I have a motion? Howard? Second?
I think for IDA, we don't have minutes. Is that correct?
Correct.
Right. Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong agenda. I printed. Oh, that you're right. I apologize. I was on the LDC. Okay, so we go right to new business then, and we're going to review the 2020 audited financials. So we could start with that.
Linda, you're going to take the lead on this, I assume?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And hi, Linda. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you. We are going to review first the financial statements of the IDA and then review the board report. And I just want to verify everyone has a copy. Is any...
Would it be helpful to put it up, Jen? Does anyone need it up? Or
should I do that?
If everyone's got it, then we won't. Okay. We can go, Linda. I think everybody has it.
Okay. My first order is to thank both Jennifer and Julio for working with us again this year to complete the audit. One difference over last year's audit, you may recall, we were still able to do a lot of our field work in person because the COVID shutdown really didn't take place until March. So this year it was entirely done by remote, meaning that we were emailing, uploading and downloading all the documents that we needed. So it did extend the time that we took to finish the audit. It definitely did. So I'm going to ask you to first look at the pages 1 and 2, our opinion letter. Our opinion letter is that your financial statements are fairly stated in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles. There's a couple of emphasis of matter, one which pertains to COVID, and the other, and you'll see later in when we look at the statement of activities, that we restated 2019's financial statements because of a timing issue. The IDA received a federal grant in 2020 for expenditures that were made in 2019, and we reclassified that. However, and the second thing that you'll see is that the financial statements are completely comparative this year. Since we audited 19 and 20, the presentation is comparative, and we feel that that's a more valuable presentation to the reader of the financial statements. The second section is management's discussion and analysis, and that gives you a high-level overview of what happened during the year and also summarize comparative financial statements. The most important thing there, again, is to look at your revenues, and I'm going to direct you to page 4, at the top of the page where there's a summarized comparison. You'll see that the revenues 2020 over 2019 decreased about $63,000. Other than the grant funding, your revenue stayed pretty comparative, pretty minimal changes. Your expenses went up there almost $100,000. Part of it was employee salaries and benefits. And the other item is a non-cash expense depreciation. So, and that was $63,000. So if you look at the 2 years, there isn't, I'm going to say, a particular change or anything of really of significance that we would want to note. The actual financial statements are on pages 5, 6, and 7. You'll see that your total current assets are now almost $7.3 million, and with total assets being $10.5 million versus $10.1 million in 2020. And part of that is an increase in cash that you would see the sources in the cash flow statement. Your total liabilities went down about $100,000 from $1.3 million to $1.2 million. And that's a result of some of the escrows being decreased as well as your loan payments. Your total net position increased from $8.7 million to $9.3 million. Again, which is reflective of an overall increase in net position of $545,000. And that's the details of that are shown in the statement of activities on page 6. There, your operating revenues of approximately $1.2 million, your operating expenses just under $500,000, leaving you with operating income of $720,000, and your non-operating expenses, which includes that depreciation of $175,000. So again, resulting in an increase of $545,000 in net position. When you compare that to the restated 2019 of $707,000, and they would be virtually comparable if we had not reclassed the federal grant revenue. Page 7 shows your statement of cash flows, where it shows that your cash increased year over year $871,000, most of that coming from operations, and in terms of collecting outstanding leases, grants, there were the main drivers of where you increased your cash. Including in the financial statements is your footnotes that explain your major assets and liabilities. It also discusses the restatement. If you looked at last year's, they're very comparable. There's nothing unusual or new there. We do provide both the 2020 and 2019 supplemental information, which it gives you a listing of the pilot payments, all your projects, the pilot payments, and the full-time equivalent jobs information. The last part of the financial report is a report on compliance, and we have no findings to report. We do have some management suggestions. They're contained in the board report. So before I move on, would there be any questions about the financial statements themselves?
Good to go, Linda.
Okay. So then we'll move on to the board report. And the board report, as I mentioned, does have a section where we have some management comments. The first one pertains to reconciliations, and we discussed these with Jennifer, and we're recommending that some of the reconciliation that we do at year-end be done on a quarterly basis so that the volume of work is less if you're doing it, you know, during the year. I think that's important. The second comment was about accounts payable, and actually in the final report, we're going to take that out. We've had a discussion that is part of this reconciliation, and it we'll be looking at accounts payable, and she and I also had a discussion on how to improve the recording of accounts payable. The third comment, which came from last year as well, that pertains to having the IDA adopt a capital asset policy and for the IDA to do its own depreciation schedule. Before this, the auditors have done it. It is more responsibility of management, and we're going to work with Jennifer to get that done. And the final, excuse me, comment also from last year about having it documented in the minutes what reports the board reviews at its monthly meetings. So all in all, there's some room for improvement, but we didn't find anything that was of significance. And that's why there's no findings in the compliance report that I mentioned a few minutes ago.
Great.
So I'm open to any questions with regard.
Does anybody have any questions for Linda about the audit? Okay.
Susie, so, there being none, one of their comments was that we didn't have proper documentation of the board's review and approval of the financial reports. So we can mm-hmm. solve that right now if somebody
making a motion.
Were to make a motion that we formally accept the financial reports as proposed by the auditors.
I'll do that, Walter.
Okay, Ed made the motion. Can I have a second?
Second, Scott.
Scott, second. James. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. James Malcolm said second. No, Scott.
Sorry about that.
No worries. Okay, great. So the motion carries. And Linda, I take it that's helpful then. That's what you're looking to see. That
and if you're reviewing financial reports at each of your regular board meetings, that you do to go through a similar process.
Absolutely. Okay. Perfect. Anyone else have? So if not, then I guess now we'll move on to the next audit, right? We have the funding corp.
Susie,
we're going to do that within that meeting.
Susie, further to what Linda was saying, I don't think it's practical to discuss financial reports at every board meeting, but they could go out in a board packet and be handled just like the staff report. You know, did everybody mm-hmm. get them? Are there any questions? Move on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Would you, so in the past, we've done the reports quarterly. Last year, as you know, we did them, I think, for the first couple quarters and then didn't because of a number of things. But we can pick up now because we have a balance sheet at 12/31/20 that we can easily work from. So we could do them quarterly or we could do them monthly, however the board would prefer.
Linda, what is your?
I don't think there's any value in doing them monthly.
I agree.
Yeah, I think quarterly should be enough.
And do it the same way Walter said, sent out in a packet.
Yeah.
Yep, that is fine.
Okay.
That's great. Thanks.
So let's do that, Jen, doing quarterly.
Thank you.
Okay, great. So just from a procedural perspective, since we have two more entities audits to go over, are we going to go in and out of meetings or can we?
We can just adjourn and I don't think there's any other business for IDA, is there?
Let's see if there's public comment for the IDA.
Joe?
Okay, hearing none.
I'm good.
I just want to make sure that the board also has taken a look at the Paris reports. We will submit those today. We can go through them if you have any questions. Susie did bring up a question with respect to the IDA project information. There's a section at the end of each project page that's called project status, and there are a number of questions or statements that are blank in the draft Paris report. Current year is last year for reporting. There's no debt outstanding, IDA example title, there's no tax exemptions. For most all projects, those are blank, and that's the way we submit it. We will answer yes for questions that have terminated this year. So I did check Susie previous year's filed reports, and we don't have to answer no. We just have to answer yes if this is the last year.
Okay.
So this is
perfect
as it needs to be. And
thanks for checking that.
Yeah, thanks for noticing it.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, go ahead, Jen.
I was just going to say, with the submittal of the Paris reports, you've done, I think, the approval that you need to do. We have to check a box when we submit that says that the financial information contained in the Paris reports has been reviewed and approved by the board. And all the financial information in the Paris report is pulled directly from the audit. So
I'll make a motion.
To approve the filing of the Paris report, right?
That's what you need, Jen? Stated in the package that I received.
Thank you.
Okay. Second. We have a second.
Ed seconded it. He's disappeared. His camera is drooping.
There he is.
I'm sitting back. I'm sorry.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. Okay, so we are now, can I now have a motion to adjourn the IDA meeting?
I'll make it.
Howard, second, I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we're adjourned.
Aye.
So now let's move on. Should we move on to the funding court next?